more farmers in Pennsylvania are nearing retirement, and the state is bracing for a shortage of agricultural workers. But for people who want to start their own farms, there's no guarantee they'll find land. WESA's Anlie Herring reports that's a big barrier. It's the second installment in a series called Farmers Wanted.
Stephanie and Taylor Rickert have always wanted to own a farm. They grew up in farming families, but most of the land was sold off when they were still kids. So several years ago, in their early 20s, the couple started to search for their own place.
Couldn't find anything. We actually went out and made note cards that said, please call us back. We're young and we're looking for a farm with our name and number. And we actually went around and knocked on people's doors.
No one wanted to sell, or they wanted too much money. Other properties were snapped up before the Rickerts could get to them. But then, a relative near McConnell's mill told them her neighbors were moving to a nursing home and about to put their 20-acre farm up for auction. The Rickerts weren't sure they could compete, developers would probably bid too, and auctions involve big down payments. But then the couple got a call from the family that owned the farm.
And they're like, are you guys really interested in buying the place? And we're like, yeah, we really want it, this, we're doing as much as we can. And then they go, well, we'll just sell it to you outright then, which changed the whole ball game.
The Rickerts bought the farm last year at a slightly reduced price. Now they raise chickens, cows, and pigs and sell enough meat and eggs to keep their business going.
At the end of the day, it only took one special family, like the people that we bought this from, to say, you know what? Put all the money aside. Our parents want to see this stay a farm. Is that worth it to them? And it was.
They both still work full-time off the farm. That's common with a small operation like theirs, especially for first-generation farmers who don't already have land.
It's exceedingly difficult to build anything of significance under a traditional farm lease.
Margaret Schloss started her own farm in 2009. She was 23 at the time and could only afford to rent. After years of searching, she ended up in handshake deals for three properties in the North Hills.
The handshake lease is so common in ag. When you start asking people to put things in writing, they start to want to just back away.
She knew it was a risk not to have a written lease, but over the first 5 years, it seemed like she'd made a good bet. She had hundreds of customers, including local restaurants, and employed as many as a dozen people. But at year six, her biggest landlord pulled the plug, and Schloss had to shut down the business.
That just goes to show you, you can work as hard as anybody, you can have wonderful customers, and all it takes is one landowner saying, I don't see you here anymore, and your whole business comes crashing down.
Karen Gardner of the National Young Farmers Coalition says this isn't a unique situation.
Land access is the number one challenge young farmers are facing. It's also the number one reason that young farmers are leaving agriculture.
Gardner says first-time farmers need more support to make things work. That could take the form of tax credits for beginning farmers or programs to preserve working farms. The Western Pennsylvania Conservancy has historically focused on protecting state parks and natural areas, but about 5 years ago, the Pittsburgh-based group began to develop what it calls the Farmland Access Initiative. Sean Fenlon oversees the program.
And so what we decided is what we try is buying the properties ourselves and then leasing them out to farmers at really arguably subsidized rates and really help them, just give them a chance to really develop their businesses.
The Conservancy now owns three farm properties outside Pittsburgh. Fenlon says the small farms in the program generally don't provide a livable income. The high cost of land is likely to remain an obstacle for new farmers. Still, Margaret Schloss says she'd give farming another try if the right opportunity came along.
It's your whole life, right? So as a farmer, like, you need it to meet your needs. You need to have the right amount of acreage. You need to have the right, it needs to be the right farm for you. It needs to give you the things you need to be successful.
But she says getting land remains so tenuous for first-gen farmers that she's not holding out hope. Anlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.